Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This NBA Draft Profits edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
Hey, this is John Sally, and you listen to SGPN. Let it ride.
To the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green with my partner in picks, Ryan Real Money Kramer. What's happening, Kramer?
Dog.
Sean, we are not here to talk about NFL football or fantasy football.
We're here to talk about why Colby went long in the studio.
Well, we should probably discuss that at another time. Air Force 2.0. More important than us talking about NBA draft.
No, we are here to talk about the National Basketball Association.
Let's go.
Draft is tomorrow. Tons of action to get down on. Hey, get down a little NBA draft. Head over to winbet.com or fantasy football experience. That's right. Every $500 you bet on sports or casino earns you an entry for a chance to win a two-night stay at the Wynn Resort for you and your entire league. That's pretty awesome. And again, of course, bet $50, get $200 in free bets. Download the WinBet app now or visit WYNNbet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change, terms and conditions at WinBet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Kramer, joining us here to talk the National Basketball Association. You know him from the NBA Gambling Podcast, the Propcast, the MLB Gambling Podcast, so many podcasts on the SGPN network. Mudoff, the machine, Manji. Mudoff, what's happening, man?
Put on, guys. I'm gonna have a few words for Colby after. Don't waste the machine's time. All right.
The machine is loaded.
A couple of words for him.
Colby also tried to tell us that his computer kept telling him the wrong time.
He was time traveling.
He goes, it's 1 hour off. The laptop's telling me the wrong number. So I don't know. There's a lot. We may need to run an upgrade on the database. But you're just back from Switzerland. How was Switzerland, Munaf?
Oh yeah, it was a lot of fun. A little, I was trying to, we were talking offline. It was a lot hotter than I expected, but no, it was a lot of fun. I'd highly recommend getting out there. Had to take over the NBA gambling podcast winnings from this past season, open a Swiss bank account over there.
Let's go.
Yeah, we got all taken care of.
We closed it out strong with game six. I mean, so much touting, of course, nailed the Warriors in six. Warriors laying -1.5. Nice end to the season there. joining us as well from the NBA Gambling Pod, the WNBA Gambling Pod. There's a little bit of everything for SGPN. Scott Reichel, what's happening, Scott?
Yeah, nothing much. Nice to see you guys. I also filled in on the MLB podcast for an emergency, I believe, 3 a.m. recording, which was a nice time. So hopefully those plays work out. But even though I know we all crushed it on that game six show and the overall finals, it's nice to still find ways to cover the NBA even during the offseason.
Yes, exactly. Any excuse to get more action, get more bets down, and why not?
Yeah, and for those, I mean, humble brag, but maybe the hardest working man in show business.
There's, I feel like it's him and Munaf going neck and neck here for putting in work.
The age model.
He took a vacation though. I mean, Munaf took a vacation. I don't know if that disqualifies him from the running or not. But
the machine needed to unplug, recharge a little bit. All right,
we have to get ready for football season, and before we know it, NBA is gonna be right back at it.
Before we get to our prop bets, we're gonna go through our favorite NBA draft prop bets. We have this week's edition of Real Men of Degens, and it's brought to you by Sleeper. Head to sleeper.com/SGP. Get in on their new over under game. You probably already have Sleeper for fantasy, but now you can get down on player props. You can win as much as 2x all the way up to 20x simply picking over under for your favorite player stats. Sleeper.com/SGP. You get the automatic match up to $100, 100% deposit match. Sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Scott Reichel. That's right, Scott. You are this week's winner of Real Men of Degens. And it's all because of this three-team parlay you put out. $125 free bet to win $5,459.09. And the degens part is really what you put together. Warriors to win the championship, you got it +550. Eagles to beat the Jets all the way back on December 5th, lane 6.5. Gardner Minshew, no problem there. And then here comes the degen. New Mexico at New Mexico State. New Mexico first half money line +260.
Feels great.
That was a real piece of art I witnessed, Scott. Now walk us through. You got the free play. I'm guessing you put this in and around November 30th. What?
Oh, that's correct.
Because I'm imagining you entered it in right before tip. New Mexico at New Mexico State.
See, there was a lot of backstory involved. I don't want to take up too much time. But it was before New York had legalized sports betting.
Oh, okay.
So my friend and I drove to Jersey to bet on the NBA Coach of the Year award.
Oh,
so putting in a couple of bets there on Steve Kerr and Monty Williams, and I was going to leave. And then I checked my account and they tell me, oh, by the way, since you just showed up at Jersey to bet on the NBA Coach of the Year, here's a couple $100 in free bets.
They so regretted that.
We stopped off at a restaurant/bar and I sat at a table for maybe an hour just constructing random parlays to put in with the free bets. I didn't even have a computer. So it was all with my phone because I wasn't expecting to have free bets to use. And then I somehow landed at that. So I ended up making about $5,000 on that. I also had another free bet parlay, which had the Suns to win the West as my final leg. I hedged that. I had the Mavericks in game 7. So I made an extra 1,000 or two there. So it was all because I got rewarded with an extra free bet because of a Jersey trip.
I don't want to like tease it too hard, but I would imagine Scott will be out in Vegas for week one NFL. I feel like we almost have to have a group parlay. The momentum is building like between a strain, because we'll have enough sports to be strange at that point, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, in the smile that Scott, if you're not watching on youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast, I just watched a 8th grade promotion where kids promote to being in high school.
Is there a problem with the word graduate now? Is that problematic? I guess
You're not graduating. You're not getting anything. You're just going to 9th grade. Like, congratulations, you're moving on. Sorry if I'm old school. Like, your reward is 9th grade, not having to do 8th grade again. But the smile on the parents' face, it very much reminded me
Scott considers all his parlays his children.
I mean, that's what it looked like. He was a proud papa in that moment right there.
All right, yep. let's get to the actual draft prop bets. I know Scott, I know Moonoff. You guys talked, you've been hitting on him on the NBA show as well. Scott, while we're talking to you, kick it off. I think we'll each give out like four, but you know, whatever. Maybe we'll toss some extra ones in there. What's your first NBA draft prop bet you like?
So the first one is actually kind of timely because there was a trade today involving one of the teams I think might take the guy. It's going to be Shaedon Sharpe, and I see his number at 8. You can find 7.5 for the under a plus money, but under 8's around -155. Now, Jeremy Grant just got traded there, which kind of throws a wrinkle into things. But I found it interesting, if you read between the lines, that he canceled his workout with the Pelicans at the 8th pick. So there are some rumors that the Trailblazers might have had a somewhat unspoken agreement that if he is available at 7, Portland's going to take him. But if you want to go based on upside and based on talent, Sharp definitely seems to be a strong candidate to be the best player in the draft outside of the top 3 or 4. Of course, he can play several positions. He's a very solid scorer. He would have played at Kentucky, but decided not to at the last minute. But I do find it interesting that the team that had a workout with him at 8, he canceled with. Usually that's a sign that there might be a little bit of an unspoken agreement there. And I know Lillard has been pushing pretty hard for the Trailblazers to take him at 7. I like him under 8.
Yeah,
maybe. I'm quickly going to sorry to interrupt, guys, but kind of breaking news here. Chris Haynes of Yahoo Sports, he's reporting Portland Trailblazers are in pursuit of Toronto Raptors forward OG Anunoby for the 7th pick tomorrow. So wanted to throw that out there.
Okay, so yeah, that
changes everything,
shakes things up. Moodoff, you have your a mock draft up over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Also, click through the player list, because we have some actual legit film breakdown on a bunch of these guys as well. But Moonoff, what's your first NBA draft prop bet?
Yeah, this one I locked in this morning, and it's really on the move here, and it's going to be the Notre Dame guard. His draft position right now, it's Blake Wesley, under 21.5, and from everything that I've read so far and all the, you know, respected mock drafts, I know a lot of people just throw out mock drafts out there, but a lot of them are projecting to go within that, around that 18 to 20, 21 range between the Minnesota Timberwolves or the San Antonio Spurs. And again, I'm glad I locked this up right now because I got it at even money on the under 21.5. And right now at some of the other books, it's moving towards -130, -140. And he seems like a great fit for anybody in that range at that 18 to 20 range between the Timberwolves and the San Antonio Spurs. You know, Timberwolves, they can use some guard play off the bench. Patrick Beverley, we talked about him throughout the playoffs, how he's a guy that really is a defensive guy. They need some offense coming off the bench. I think he would be a good fit for Minnesota. So I'm taking the under 21.5 on Blake Wesley out of Notre Dame at even money.
Nice. Yeah, even money is a good price. To your point, I think it's, you got to lay more juice as it gets closer to draft night here. Kramer, what do you got? What do you got? NBA draft props.
Are we starting with the ones we like the most, or are we just throwing?
Follow your heart.
All right. Well, I think it was a week and a half ago when Malcolm and myself, we pointed to a suitcase of multiple hundreds of thousands of dollars that we just picked up, right?
Yes.
Free money in the form of a horse race. Well, let me ask the smart guys in the room. Is there a reason I wouldn't take the winnings from that and put it on Jabari Smith -380 first pick?
There's no reason you'd not. I mean, it's crazy. Like over the last 2 days or last 3 days, that number started coming down and I was really confused on why. And that was another one that I did lock up at minus, or I think it was around -230 this morning. Now it's all the way up to -380.
So I'm not a value hog here, but I'm the NBA is not like, I feel like you don't often have surprises.
Not at number one too.
You know, maybe this isn't fun content for me to say, throw all your money on a -380 favorite.
Yeah, that's pretty bush league, right?
But why it's a -10,000. Who's going there?
No, I mean,
it's already been determined. The top three picks have been determined.
maybe Banchero, I guess, would be.
I've read the tea leaves.
That would be the only one.
Even Bill Simmons doesn't have any like cockamamie plan.
No, there isn't. The 1, 2, 3, and even
I'll bleep out his name later.
Even number 4 to some degree seems pretty much.
No, I think 4 is where the draft starts, right? Like,
yeah, Kramer's right about that.
So, all right, maybe the move is you find a place where you can just play the trifecta, and you play Jabari Smith, Chet Holmgren, and Paolo Banchero. And if there's a way you can also play Chet Holmgren, will be a horrible fucking bust in the NBA.
Yeah,
that I want a piece of that. How long's his career last? 5 years?
I don't understand how
soft.
How Chet soft. Is again? If
I came here with no real prep on draft props, and I want to let everyone know, you've not watched college basketball. That dude's fucking soft.
If you you just watch. I just don't see how that guy's gonna compete at an NBA level, and
he wasn't the best player on his team.
I feel bad for
he's got long arm though. Long arm.
I mean, Oklahoma City as a franchise has been through so much, and then now they're gonna have to watch a 7-footer who's 195 pounds. I just don't see it. I get it. He can fill out and round out his game, but man, he just doesn't seem like a guy who's
who's
gonna carry a franchise.
You're not
at the number 2 spot. I would 100% take Jaden Ivey. I
watch those two dudes coming off the bus.
I really like Jaden Ivey. I don't think it does seem like he's probably going to go number 4, but I don't know if there's a ton of value. That
parlay would have to pay around, you know, even money, if not a little bit better. So,
I do want to ask you guys a question though, since you're talking about locks for the first couple of picks. What do you think is a bigger lock? You have Smith going first at around minus 380 right now, or Holmgren going second somewhere in the minus 200s?
I mean, I guess my feelings on Chet Holmgren make me believe that anyone could pass on him, because I wouldn't want to take him.
No, again.
What are you talking yourself into? This is Kevin Durant? No.
No, Kevin Durant dominated, and he played at a Big 12 school. He wasn't in the Pacific Conference or whatever.
Chet Holmgren turns into one of the greatest players ever.
All right, my first pick here, I really like, and I got this from Munoz Mock Draft. I got it from a bunch of others.
All right, I found it in the wild. Plus 105. For the trifecta.
Okay, then now we're talking.
I mean, that's probably not.
That feels the best way to play.
But again, back up the truck.
My first one. Give me Jalen Duren, center out of Memphis, top 10 pick. You can get that. Well, you can get his under 10.5 at plus 105. Munov had a good write up here, and I totally agree. I don't see him getting past the Spurs. He's a 6'11" center. It's a classic, like the prospect fits the team. They have that need. I think he's top 10 for sure. And now you can get it at under 10.5 plus money. I don't know why this is changing. Scott, have you heard anything about Duren that would make you think this is a bad play?
Well, to be honest, I was actually leaning to the over 10.5.
All right. God damn it.
I'll go through the logic of why I'm leaning over. It's because San Antonio does make sense at the 9 pick. The problem is, do any other teams in the top 10 have a shot at drafting him? Probably not. So if you're looking at a situation where you can get over 10.5 and you really need to fade one spot, you need to fade 9. I can't really see any other team in the top 10 taking him. Then I am going to lean to the over, or the argument itself would be San Antonio might trade the piece. I'm sure there are going to be a bunch of trades in this round, or B, San Antonio, besides the fact they need a center, they might just believe that there are a couple of can't miss prospects available. And they think that Duren is a decent center who has some upside, but maybe they're looking for a game breaker. And I don't think that Duran's going to be that guy. So I understand your point, because San Antonio is definitely a solid option for him to go. But I'm not exactly sure if any other team besides San Antonio would take a shot with him. So as long as you get through the 9th pick, aren't you kind of home free?
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to handicap it. I'm gonna stay with the under 10.5 and plus 105. Scott's on the over. What about you, Munaf? What's your next one?
For my next one, it's gonna be a matchup prop here for the draft, and it's gonna be Johnny Davis. Who's gonna be drafted first? Johnny Davis or AJ Griffin? I kind of do like Johnny Davis to be drafted. I know at first before AJ Griffin at minus 185. Right now, it seems like the consensus is AJ Griffin is probably going to go at that. I believe the Knicks are picking at number 11 in the draft. And I think that's where he's going to end up. But there are a couple of teams that do need some point guard help within that first 10 picks. I mean, I think right now consensus seems like Washington might be a spot for Johnny Davis at number 10. They do need some point guard help there. I know they have Bradley Beal at the shooting guard position, and they have a lot of depth at that forward position, the power forward position, but the point guard position is where they kind of really need some help. So I like Johnny Davis to get drafted before AJ Griffin. I think that AJ Griffin could slide here a little bit as well. At minus 185, I'm willing to lay that price with Johnny Davis.
Yeah, I mean, I'm on board. Makes sense to fade AJ there. What do you got, Kramer?
Well, I mean, again, we'll keep going down my strategy, which is I don't plan on watching the entire first round. So we're gonna go right to the four pick, and I'll ask the discussion is if you look at the mock draft databases, et cetera, it's mostly Ivy with a smidgen of Murray. And so I guess what is that smidgen worth? It does seem if there's no movement, isn't Ivy the pick? Asking the Scott, you can go first.
Well, Ivy should be the pick because I think he's the best prospect available. Now, the problem is that the Kings, of course, still kept De'Aaron Fox. They still have Mitchell as a point guard there. And plus, we got to mention this is the elephant in the room. Ooh. It's the Sacramento Kings. Yeah. Are they really going to do what they should be doing?
I hope Jaden Ivey doesn't end up there, because I think he's going to end up being the best prospect in the draft class. Scott, you were on VSiN and you gave out Daniels to go number four, right? I like that as a long shot.
Well, I did give it out at 28-1. Ooh. It's down to 20-1. So okay. There has been some movement towards it. I don't want to say I'm, you know, the reason why it
market mover, maybe, Scott, you know, Reichel.
I don't know, mover and shaker. I don't know. People were talking, but the thing is, you really can't predict when it comes to the draft which news sources are reliable and what's either just a rumor or a smokescreen. The only thing you can confirm is which prospects worked out for which teams. And I can confirm, because Daniel stated to reporters he did work out with the Kings. So if you want to play that game and say I'm getting a 20+1 guy who pretty much confirmed that the Kings had him in the building, if he had a good enough workout, there's maybe a chance he impressed the front office. And also, he's a solid defensive player. They have a defensive-minded head coach in Mike Brown. Maybe he is a good fit for the identity that Brown's trying to implement there. Now, once again, I would take Ivy if I was making the pick, but it's the Kings. And if the Kings did things that people actually thought were smart, they would have made the playoffs at some point in the last 20 years. if you want to talk about a team that could make a long shot move to surprise some people, I think Daniels at around 20-1, 28-1 or so is worth some value.
I'm with Scott making that my second pick. Dyson Daniels, fourth overall, 20-1.
When does Ivy go then?
Well, when does he go, or when should he go?
When would he should probably in that, go top three. But in that scenario, where does he go?
You can make an argument that potentially Detroit could want to pair him with Cade if they want to go like a 1-2 situation there. Detroit seems pretty high on Mathurin. That seems to be where all the rumors are headed. But then again, if you're high on Mathurin and suddenly Ivy's available, do you pivot? It's a good question. I think he could potentially slide all the way to 6 if you really want to talk about where Ivy could go. If you have Daniels go there as somewhat of like an atom bomb in the top 10, I don't think Ivy falls past Indiana. I think Indiana would be the last place he would fall. Once again, I think he's a top 3 prospect in the draft. But if we're talking about Sacramento doing one thing to cause a chain reaction down the line, I do believe that 6 would be the, I'd say, floor for where Ivy's going
to
get selected.
So we just workshopped a fun bet then, because you can Ivy to be the 6th pick is 18-1.
Really?
And so I guess, Scott, you said you can still get 20-1 on the other side of that, which is what?
Yeah, I saw.
Yeah, so okay, so it's still a better bet. So never mind.
Well, unless your argument is, can Ivy potentially go 5 to Detroit if he suddenly falls on the board? Because Detroit has been looking into Mathurin, because I'm sure in the back of their mind they're thinking Ivy's probably off the board.
Well, Jaden Ivey, I'm seeing plus 300 or plus 225 to go fifth overall. So,
but
I
if you miss that and you play both sides of it, you can hit a 20-1 and an 18-1. Because like the first domino falls, all that we have to happen is Detroit to not come off of the guy they like. Maybe it's not, you know, even though Ivy falls, maybe they still like a guy. And so I don't know. I feel like with these draft things, you build these fun scenarios, you can get paid out big time. I mean, I'm sure you can't parlay fourth pick and sixth pick, but if you could,
oh, all right. What's your, are you going to pick one of those officially, Ryan?
Well, I like the long shot. I like take. I'll do the Jaden Ivey six in the scenario where he falls. I'll play that just to not take Scott's idea. But I like the scenario because it's at least likely.
I'm stealing Scott's idea.
No, you're just gonna take his pick.
The Dyson Daniels, you know, fourth at 20-1 makes so much sense.
Get back to your roots of just taking our guest picks.
Wow, come on. You know, it's a group thing. It's a collaborative. You've all had a group assignment where someone does more of the work than the other guys.
Yeah.
You still get the same grade.
And I'll lead with another prop because okay, this is what a good conversation. Over under 6.5 trades.
Oh.
How do you not just take the over? I know that's a lame take, but the NBA saw what the NFL what happened in the NFL draft.
Are we worried?
It was massive ratings, lots of trades.
Are we worried though that we've already getting a couple trades out before the draft?
Yeah.
Munaf, what's your take on that number of trades?
You said, is it during the draft or
during?
I think it's during round one of the draft.
Yes, during the first round.
Yeah, I kind of do like the under because what Sean just mentioned is because like some of the trades will probably happen as we kind of lead up to the first pick of the NBA draft. I mean, we already had one that went down. It wasn't for this year's draft, but I think that one that I just talked about that got leaked or talked about by Chris Haynes of Yahoo with Portland trading the number 7th pick possibly to Toronto. But I think those trades will probably happen before the draft. You may get a couple in there, two or three, but from my knowledge, it's usually been a very, very low volume trade night in the NBA draft. I mean, you may get one blockbuster and a couple of small trades where teams want to move up. But other than that, to my knowledge and what I kind of remember, it's with 30 teams, you don't really see that many, draft trades.
A lot of trades.
What about you, Scott? Are you co-signing the under or would you lean over?
I'm actually looking at the over. I think that it's a spot where we're going to see a decent amount of movement. Now you mentioned what if some trades are rumored before the draft, that's fine. As long as they sign the dotted line during the draft, it counts. So you can talk about Ananobi being rumored to go somewhere. If they don't do anything about that until the actual draft, then you win. So it doesn't really change much. The way that I see it, I'm still leaning over. It's a very deep draft with a lot of pieces that could turn into something special. So I do feel like the potential move would be to, I'd say, see teams trade up for guys that they specifically like, or there's a player that randomly falls or somebody who you think wasn't going to be available and now they're available. I could see some teams trading up or potentially trading back if they need multiple actual pieces to make some moves. I like the over because I do think with such a deep class, teams have zeroed in on the guys that they want. I'm sure they already have big boards set up, but I'm going to go and take the over. I think you'll see a lot of movement.
And based on some really basic research, it does seem like a lot of times the trades being reported end up happening during the first round. At least last year, that's how it was apparently graded. So something to keep in mind.
Scott, what's your,
I'm taking the over.
All right, Scott, what's the next prop you like?
Well, for the record, I do also have Wesley under 21.5. So I'm just going to get that out of the way. I know that Munaf mentioned it, but you know, I'm just going to say that. I'll move on to the other prop that I have, though. It's going to be a plus money play. It's going to be on Nikola Jovic, not to be confused with Jokic, but I got him over Liddell at plus 135. Now, Liddell was a very solid player at Ohio State, but I'm a little bit confused what position he's supposed to play in the pros. He's 6'7", 240 pounds. So is he supposed to go top 20? Despite being basically a power forward max, or maybe even a small ball center, which you hope he can hold up defensively. But you're looking at Jovic, and one thing that we've seen pretty commonly over the last couple of years, international prospects tend to go sooner rather than later. You have some film on the guys. They have workouts, and you are very interested in seeing what exactly they can do for your specific team. And I do think getting plus money for a guy who is about 6'11", he's younger, and he also has a lot of, I'd say, skills that I don't think Liddell has. I do think you could see Jovich go early. Liddell, I think, is a good player, but I really question, based on the size and stature, what exactly his role is going to be in the NBA. He might be a one-trick pony power forward. I'm going to go with Jovich at plus money.
Yeah, I like that, and I like the logic of just the foreign
fading,
players
fading a under the rim Big Ten.
Yeah,
big man, quote unquote.
Well, I mean, it's just easier to talk yourself into the potential of these foreign players. Like, oh man, they're looking so good, and you can kind of like sell yourself on the dream, the potential. So that makes a ton of sense. What about you, Munaf? What's your next? What's your next prop?
Yeah, you guys already touched on it, Scott mentioned his name. It was Ben Mathurin. I do like him at the fifth overall pick. That around, I see around 2-1 plus 250. At that fifth pick, he's getting a lot of steam over the past week here for the NBA draft, and rightfully so. I think he's going to be a great player. I'm not really sold on a Keegan Murray at fifth overall, but getting him into Detroit with that fifth overall pick, pairing him with Cade, I think that's going to be a good spot for Ben Mathurin there. So I'll take him at plus 200. Definitely shop around. You know, there's some plus 250s out there as well for him to go fifth overall.
Should he be favored in that spot?
He is not favored, actually. I think it's...
I'm wondering if he should, because
he
of
should
course,
be. Yeah,
Detroit traded for Bagley, so I don't know if they really need another big man.
Yeah, and that's why I just don't like Keegan Murray at that fifth spot, so that's why I do like Mathurin at that 2-1 price at the fifth overall pick.
Dog. He's participating in our slide logic from earlier. The guy I was going to make fun of EJ Liddell being my comp is Jared Sellinger. I was having a hard time remembering his name, but under the rim, big man. Yeah. I like fate. I also
Ohio State.
By the way, you might be able to find that matchup for plus 150 in faraway places.
All right. We're going to get a couple more draft props out before we do that. Shout out Trade Coffee. Oh man. Love a Trade Coffee morning. Just again, I get the whole beans, get those things ground up. It is a delicious coffee. Trade's real coffee experts personally taste test over 450 roasts, so they know exactly what to recommend you. Again, you sign on, you take their coffee quiz, get it dialed in to your exact flavor palette. And again, it just, the beans smell great. The coffee tastes delicious. They've delivered over 5 million bags of fresh coffee with more than 750,000 positive reviews. It's insane. Trade is offering new subscribers a total of $30 off your first order, plus free shipping when you go to drinktrade.com/SGP. That's more than 40 cups of coffee for free. Get started by taking their quiz at drinktrade.com/SGP and let Trade find you a coffee you'll love. drinktrade.com/SGP for $30 off. Kramer, what else you got?
All right. Well, I think there's a chance my Knicks take this guy, another Kentucky player named Ty under 19 and a half. So, you know, my little bit of insider, I listened to 10 minutes of a Knicks podcast today and I feel dirty for doing it, but sounds like there's a greater than 0% chance he could end up on the Knicks. They seem to like the folks from down south there in Kentucky. So under 19 and a half seems like good value. I almost don't want to ask if Scott likes this pick. Because if he doesn't like it, I will.
Scott, are you grading? What are you grading Ryan's pick here?
I'm gonna give it a B plus. Oh. You know, I think that the logic was there. He dug deep listening to Nick's podcast, so the research was there.
Right.
I know Terrell loved the under for Ty. So a little bit tricky to find his exact spot, because you have to try to figure out what his role is going to be. Is he just a backup point guard sixth man? Because I don't think a team's drafting him to start right away.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I mean, yeah, your bet is as good as mine.
I see two spots besides the Knicks. I see either Atlanta or Chicago. I think both of them make sense. Chicago, if they want to toss out Kobe White, I think we can admit the experiment has kind of failed with Kobe White in Chicago. Atlanta, if they want to play Trae Young a bit more off ball, I do think it makes sense for them to go for Ty. But it's also the Knicks, and the Knicks do questionable things, so I can understand that too. but I don't mind the under there because now, based on your research, we have three potential landing spots before that 20th pick. Yeah.
See, look at that.
I like it.
-110, Sean?
No, yeah, and Munoz.
Let's go.
I got his mock draft pulled up right here. He has Atlanta taking Ty Washington at number 16. So there's a couple different spots. He could go Atlanta at 16. Yeah, if you go Bulls at 18.
We just talked about this.
No, I'm reiterating.
No, I know. Thank you for pointing out how great my pick is.
There's multiple outs.
And I appreciate it. Yeah.
I love a situation. See, look at how defensive Ryan is.
No, I'm appreciative.
I'm complimenting. Thank you. Yes, Andy. Wow. And I'm going, that's a great idea. And Ryan's like,
why are you showing? Why are you? Come on. Don't pull back the curtain that far.
All right. Here's one. Now, while not technically a draft prop,
what do you mean?
It is connected in the draft prop section, most likely of your, win bet or whatever you're using. Give me Jaden Ivey, rookie of the year at 5-1. I've just watched a lot of college basketball. Jaden Ivey to me is like far and above, looks like the most pro ready out of any of these guys. I love the fact that you're getting plus 500. I think by the time we're talking like next March or April, he's going to be low 200s, 100. Am I crazy for liking Jaden Ivey this much, Munaf?
I think it's a bit premature to.
It's a trick question. I think Munaf and I are on the same page.
Yeah, because I feel like, you know, if you get through summer league, I mean, injuries is always the biggest concern, right? When we're taking these awards this early in the season, you know, in the off season. But I mean, I understand your logic that, you know, he's a great dynamic player. You know, he has that aggressiveness. He has that, that he has a skill set, right? But if he ends up in Sacramento, both Scott and I agree about how the Kings run their organization. And we're not sure if he's going to be, you know, showcase his talent under Mike Brown as the head coach of the Sacramento Kings, if he does end up there. But I mean, if you're getting good value on it at 5-1, I mean, sure, why not? I mean, don't put like a significant amount of money in the pizza.
I already put significant amount.
He
of
was
money
so out. He was so nice knowing you. Confident.
Come on. To their point, I'll wait till he gets drafted, but I'm not gonna have to worry about it because Dyson Daniels is gonna be going forth to the Sacramento Kings. Mm. Then I'm gonna use those winnings to bet on the Jaden Ivey Rookie of the Year. So I already got a whole scheme planned.
When the Rockets draft Banchero at number 3, he's going to be rookie of the year. Sorry.
Oh, okay. So now we've gotten to the heart of the issue. Scott, what's your next draft prop?
Well, first of all, just to backtrack for a second on your rookie of the year bet. My question for you is, do you think the lines would actually shift depending on where Ivy goes?
That's a great question. Cause to your point, if he does go to the Kings, which he is the odds on favorite right now, to go to the Kings, part of me would think it's already factored in, but then part of me would just see a player on the Kings not want to bet him, and maybe the odds would go higher, right? Am I reading that right?
That's kind of what I'm thinking, or worst case is it would stay the same.
Yeah.
I'm also not thrilled about taking him to win rookie of the year on the Kings because I'm assuming their offense is going to be entirely Fox Sabonis pick and roll. So I'm kind of figuring out what role he's going to have, trying to be an off-ball guard, which is kind of what Halliburton tried to do. And it was a little bit iffy at times. And I feel like they should have let Halliburton do more, for example. But the way that I see it for rookie of the year, I can understand the angle there. I would probably lean to either the first overall pick in Jabari Smith or the third overall pick in Banchero. I think we agree that Holmgren is a project at best who could turn into a good player, but we're going to have to wait and see how that works itself out. That's kind of where I'm looking. I think that it makes sense, but I'm personally going to pass.
Yeah, I just wish there was a Chet Holmgren will not win NBA Rookie of the Year, will not be a good NBA player. Like we gotta figure out some sort of bets we can just get on fading Chet.
He's plus 475 to win Rookie of the Year. Like Chet? Who's betting that?
Well, his dad. I mean, his dad's obviously a huge fan. The guy's at every game with the camcorder. Is completely unaware of either coach's tape, YouTube, or cell phone. So classic.
By the way, one more point to make Sean feel a little bit better. That I discovered myself is that everything is a pizza bet. It depends how much pizza you order.
Exactly. There you go.
That's a good angle.
And what level of pizza? Shout out to Anthony Gutierrez in the YouTube chat. As a Kings fan, I hate my life. Thank you for checking it.
I'm just being realistic, you know, like I'm sure he can comment in the YouTube's, you know, comment section. He probably wants Ivy, but ask him if he would be surprised if the Kings somehow took a long shot candidate. I think he would not be surprised. Let's put it that way.
No, they definitely seem like a lock for doing something cute off the board that inevitably would anger their fan base. And Cap Quest as well in the YouTube chat. He's claiming that Jay Billis said Chet is little Giannis, which is
what?
Is insane.
No one said that.
If we end up calling Chet Holmgren like the what would his version, like the pale freak? Well, I don't know what we would call him. I don't know what we would call him to compare him to the Greek freak. I realize it doesn't rhyme, but there's no way Chet is going to have, I just don't understand his game, and I feel bad for killing
him. Tall.
I
guess he maybe can shoot.
He's a tall man.
He's going to get, imagine him trying to guard
Shaq.
Insert any large athletic big man in the NBA.
Giannis. Imagine
Embiid.
Embiid. Imagine you're Joel Embiid and you have Chet like just posting up in the paint, waiting for you to back him down. I mean, come on.
I'm not gonna call him a bust, but if you want to talk about comparisons, he's a little bit similar to Sean Bradley. If you want to talk about build.
Yeah, that's a great call.
He's of course more athletic. He can shoot. Bradley couldn't do those things. If you're talking about a skinny center who probably needs to gain 40 something pounds, give or take.
Yeah.
I do think Bradley is a more fair comparison than Giannis, especially since Holmgren's entering the draft several inches taller than Giannis because Giannis had a growth spurt in like a second year in the league.
I'm going to
early a fair comparison.
I've been saving this one for many years, but I'm going to go with a Robert Swift comparison.
For those who remember,
he was a long framed ginger on the Seattle Supersonics, 7'1", just delicious length. Turned out to be nothing.
Delicious.
Would love to know what he's up to today.
All right.
I was more of a Stromile Swift guy personally.
He was the 12th pick in the 2004 draft. You want my next one, Sean?
Sure. How many more do you have left?
I don't know. I can keep going.
Well, I think, why don't we close it out with like a lock?
Okay.
Locks, of course, brought to you by IP Vanish. You want to lock up your internet security? You got to do with IP Vanish. You don't want those prying eyes getting in there. The ISPs, the hackers, the advertisers, and perfect to use for your streaming device as well. Like a Fire Stick, you can hide your location. You can use it on unlimited devices, will not slow you down. And they're offering 70% off their yearly plan. Just go to ipvanish.com/SGP to claim your 70% savings. ipvanish.com/SGP and a 30-day money back guarantee. Scott, we'll kick it off. Let's go around the room here, give out our lock or something else that we haven't given out so far to close out the NBA draft props.
Well, I'm going to give out something we have not given out yet, but it does kind of overlap with one of Munaf's props. He had Johnny Davis over AJ Griffin. I'm just going to take Davis to be a top 10 pick, and him under 10 and a half is around minus one. I believe it's 165 now, give or take. And I think he's going to be a top 10 pick. There's been rumors about him potentially going to Washington at the 10th pick, which I can see, but Davis has a lot of offensive talent that he was not really able to showcase at Wisconsin, because they only play in the half court, but Davis can get to the rim. He can shoot pretty well. He got better at it over the course of his college career, but I see him being a top 10 pick. He might have to sweat it out for a pick or two, but I can see San Antonio maybe taking him at 9 because he's a pretty high IQ player and he does get to the basket and he's also a pretty good defender. And I do also think that Washington should take him at 10, worst case scenario. I'm going Johnny Davis under 10 and a half.
I've seen Johnny Davis under 9.5 at +200. Do you think it's worth taking that, getting a little better number on it?
I would say probably not, because I do think Washington is going to be the failsafe there at the 10th pick. We already talked about Durant potentially going to the Spurs, which is possible. Don't get me wrong, but I do think that Durant's probably the more likely choice there.
Yeah.
So as a result, I'm going to go ahead and lean with the 10.5 instead of the 9.5.
Yeah, I like it. And Scott obviously went to Wisconsin, Badger insider, so probably has a couple bit of nuggets there as well. Munaf, close it out. What do you got for a lock? Best bet? Something we haven't gotten to for the NBA draft?
I'm going to just go with the first one that I gave out. I feel really confident about it. Blake Wesley under 21 and a half draft position. It just makes a lot of sense, especially in that area about that 18 to around 20 range. Scott mentioned Spurs. He can end up there at the 20th pick. Minnesota makes a lot of sense. Chicago as well. Those teams need guard help in the second unit of their teams. And, you know, Blake Wesley's a guy that can create his own shot. He can collapse the defense. He does need to work on his defense a little bit, but you know, being in Chicago with guys like Lonzo Ball, AC, that can help him with defense, Minnesota, Pat Beverly, Spurs, you know, defense wasn't great that last year, but you know, they're going to improve in that area as well. So I think that he could go in that range. So at 21 and a half, I love it here. Give me the under 21 and a half. If you don't hear from me, I'm probably, if he does get drafted top 20, I probably made another trip over to Switzerland for the
Very nice, Munaf.
What do you got, Kramer?
All right. So the parlay, I've now confirmed in two far away places, plus 105 seems to be the going price for that trifecta. And for my, I'll give you something fun because I told you the Knicks, the reason I took the under tie 19 and a half is because the Knicks were going to pull the trigger. Tie to go to the Knicks 15 to one, Sean.
Ooh.
Let's lock that up or make that my dog or whatever label you want to place on it. I don't do labels anymore, Sean.
Yeah, I like it. You are a,
I'm label free.
You're a label free society or a label free. I don't know. However you want to say
my pronoun is real money from now on.
Your pronoun is real. All right, man.
What's going on over there, Sean?
No, I'm trying to find
some blackjack.
No, I'm trying to find the
got some leftover funds from the blackjack live stream.
Hashtag Degens only.
Wimbet's like, hey, Sean, you gonna send? Where are those credits, huh?
I like Jeremy Socan under. Am I pronouncing his name right? Socan under 12 and a half. I'm trying to see if I can find a better price than minus 200, but you know, Munaf's got him going to the Thunder. I just don't think he gets past them.
He's another fun one to the Knicks. He's a very Knicks pick.
Yeah,
another
that's what guy. I'm saying. I think he could go 11.
He's 10 to one to the Knicks.
Really? So I think Wizards could take him. I think the Knicks could take him. I think the Thunder could take him. So I love him at under.
He's Polish. Of course he'll go to the Knicks.
Under 12 and a half. I'm seeing minus 200. I was seeing a better price before. So shop around there. Maybe you can find a little bit more.
These draft
number.
Props are like horse races. As you get closer to post, like the follow the money.
This is all real. This is probably the best time to be betting because I feel like we're already seeing a little bit of action, a little bit of steam going to what the eventual winners would be as this stuff leaks out.
Jabari Smith finishes what? Mine off the board, minus 800.
Yeah,
when do they pull it off?
If you're listening to this on Thursday morning, you should be, you should be subscribed to our YouTube channel. Turn those notifications on because you probably already missed the window on the trifecta. And certainly probably, I bet when we wake up tomorrow on the West Coast, it'll already be like minus 500.
Yeah, right? Let's get a year of tuition locked away.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Nice Ryan's gonna be, you know, sending his kids to like, oh, you better consider law school. I got a lot of tuition to unload.
Yeah, I can't spend it on anything but educational expenditures.
Yeah, you got to get in one of those. What are those special funds only for your child's education, tax free?
There's actually ways to get it out. It's kind of interesting. Yeah, you can, you know, talk to a guy about a guy.
We got to work some schemes up. All right. Thanks to Scott and Munaf for coming on. Make sure you follow Scott at Reichel Radio on Twitter. Check out all the shows he does for the network. He's on WNBA, Game On Podcast, bunch of other shows, edits pods, fills in all over the place. And popping up on VSiN. It's all over the place. Follow him at Reichel Radio. And of course, follow Munaf on Twitter as well. At SportsNerd 824, MLB Gambling Podcast, PropCast, got some more coming up this fall.
I'm getting tired listening.
He is the machine. And as always, make sure you drop a nice rating review on Apple Podcasts. Take a screenshot of your review, submit it on the contest tab in the SGPN app for your chance to win free gear every Monday, aka March Monday.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
For those who missed it, Sean did put Rob Gronkowski in his top 10 fantasy tight ends.
I'm sticking to it. Kramer, let it ride.